Kieran, what an epic finish to Glenn's first ever game in the Ulster Club Championship. What's your first thoughts of what happened?
That's a complete robbery, I think. Looking back on it, don't know how we got out of jail there, but it shows the character in the team. We never gave up. We pushed right up in the kickouts. We probably should have done that from first minute and went after the kickouts, but when we did, we got a lot of joy from it, so thankfully we got over the line.
The two black card incidents, you've lost Connor for 10 minutes and they lost Deeney late on. Was the loss of Deeney late on a big moment in the game, bearing in mind that he was on yourself and you had a bit more freedom?
He was in my face from the first minute. He'd done a good job. I don't even know what the black card... Oh, the black card was for taking me down. But, number 12 came across and done it, but I got that score then. Maybe if he was on me, maybe he wouldn't have got that space. But the black card, we actually pushed on when Connor went off. We went after the kick-out and we got a lot of joy from it, so it's something to learn from. Like, black cards could want to lose you the game and we're probably lucky to get over the line.
The game itself, there were so many incidents. There was the penalty, there was Spike's point, then, you know, you just go ahead. What does a tight game like that do for you, bearing in mind how comfortably you've won the Derry Championship?
It probably brings us down to earth again. We came in from Derry, the first time won Derry Championship. We were buzzing, we were cloud nine, but that day brings us back down to earth again. Now we have 2 weeks to worry about Scotstown, and Scotstown gives a completely different challenge of quality all over the pitch. So it'll be a good challenge.
You had to handle a couple of things. You had to handle losing Emmett coming into the game, and you've had to handle a favourites tag with some people talking about All-Irelands. Is that a distraction that creeps in or not?
Not really. Emmett was a massive blow. We probably knew from last week we weren't going to have Emmett because of COVID. He brings a lot of leadership, and he's a talented footballer. But we have a serious squad there. McDee came in and done a job. Cahill, Stevie, and Alex and them boys came on off the bench. And we've a lot boys up for selection. So if we lose a man, we know that we have a man to replace him, which is very good. But Emmett will be back next day and drive us on.
And now you know exactly what you're going to face, and I'm sure Scotstown will be a similar sort of challenge. You know the boys from playing at county level against them, so that's what you have.
And we've serious Scotstown, serious talent. They've won Ulsters, they've been there, done it. They've probably been worrying about Ulster. They probably didn't have to worry a wild pile about Monaghan. Is different for us. We didn't know if we were going to get to Ulster, so they've been looking at this challenge and they've been watching all through the year. As you say, Began, Hughes and them boys are serious footballers, so it's a massive challenge and we're looking forward to it.